Lemmings. I am sitting in this conference banquet room inside this conference banquet hotel within this conference banquet town, and I'm listening, or trying to listen, to the most boring speech ever conceived by Homo sapiens, and the words are beginning to float around the room like disembodied specters of things that no longer look like words, because the life has been sucked right out of them by the passionless and precise and uncaring speaker, who produces them with great pride and certainty in the sure knowledge that, because he feels these words are important, they must be equally important to everyone else sitting in the lifeless room. And so the words continue to meander in the air, and overlap, and bounce against each other in their pale green, soulless journeys, and not one person in the room is even the least bit interested in these words. But each person, for a dozen different reasons, sits politely and dutifully and tries to look interested, and those who aren't trying to look interested are not doing so because they are expending every ounce of energy simply trying to stay awake, or at least look as if they were staying awake, each wishing that they had remembered to paint lifelike, alert eyeballs on their eyelids so that when they closed their eyelids, those around them would believe they were still awake. As I sit here in this acoustically alive but soul-deadened room, I realize that the people sitting around the circular table I'm sitting at are beginning ever so slightly to rise toward the ceiling. And then I realize that the table itself is beginning to rise ever so slightly. But upon blinking my drying eyes to refocus and assure myself that I'm not dreaming, I notice that it is not the people rising, it is not the table rising, it is I who am descending. I am, without even trying to, starting to slip slowly lower in my chair, as if I'm wearing something smooth and polished, as if the chair seat is smooth and polished, as if I can't keep myself from slowly slipping under the table. I hope nobody's watching my descent, for I have no desire to stop sliding under the table. Soon the table is above my head, and the people are all invisible, except for their waists and fidgeting legs that I can now clearly see under the table. I finally am sitting on the floor under the conference table, and I am now leaning forward to get on my hands and knees, and I find myself slowly crawling on my hands and knees toward the conference room exit, unable to stop myself. And the speaker is oblivious to this because the speaker is conscious only of his own self-important words, and he is delivering them to this audience because he can, because he outranks everyone in the room, and they are as surely prisoners of his implied power as I am. But I continue to crawl on my hands and knees toward the door, only to look back over my shoulder at the conference table where I was sitting moments ago, and I discover that I am still sitting at the conference table, or at least the nearly transparent husk of my body is still sitting there. But in reality, my soul and my spirit and my pilgrim energy are crawling on their hands and knees toward the exit, wading through those ghostly, meaningless words still pouring forth from the speaker. I glance back to see if I'm still in two places at once, and I see something remarkable and very logical happening. Slowly but surely, each person at my table is slipping dreamlike to the floor and beginning to crawl on hands and knees, following me to the exit. Each face has a glow of expectancy. Each is smiling hopefully, so happy that someone has lowered himself and started an exodus they moments ago could only dream about. And before you know it, everybody in the conference room at this hotel is crawling toward the exits, and after a while, the speaker is the only person left in the room, oblivious to anything but his own gossamer words, and he continues to speak to the ether, and, as far as I know, is still standing there speaking to this day.